Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. No ordinary worship. Hallelujah. No ordinary day. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And to those of you who will listen to this as a recording later, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Daily Fire Devotion. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am your host, evangelist, attorney, Rossi Williams, here with a fresh word, live prayer, altar call, and wrapping it up with assigning your task for today. Listen and grow in every area of your life. Our teaching for today's Daily Fire Devotion comes from Psalm 118, verse 24. That is Psalm 118, verse 24. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me give you this exciting new announcement as well as tell you how to stay connected with me. Daily Fire Devotion continues to be live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But effective today, we are no longer just on Blog Talk Radio. God has done bigger and better. We are now streaming on all major platforms. So if you have Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, CastBox, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and more, and Spreaker, Spreaker.com, you can now find Daily Fire Devotion with Evangelist Rossi Williams on those settings. Is not God good? So now, there are three ways for you to tune in to Daily Fire. Number one, live at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, on Facebook Live, Rossi Williams, where you can not just hear me but see me, on any of the major streaming platforms that I just mentioned, and on the web at rossi.org. rawsi.org. If you cannot tune in live, you can hear the recording on any of those major platforms or by following me on Facebook, Rossi Williams, or on the web at rossi.org. Isn't this just great how God is expanding access to His Word? Finally, make sure that you've also signed up to be a word sharer. These are those who receive the recording via text so that you can not only listen to it yourself if you don't have any of those streaming platforms or are not following me on Facebook or can't go to rossi.org, but those who share the word by forwarding that text to your family and friends whom you know need to hear that teaching for today. Become a word sharer by texting the message or letters DF, that's all, DF, to phone number 33222. You only have to do it once. Text the letters or message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will have signed up to be a word sharer, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching, and then each day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., the recording will be text to you. Praise God for the expansion. Finally, if you can't remember all of this, it is on my ministry website, rossi.org, and you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. Psalm 118, verse 24. Reading from the KJV. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, it said, that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on and tell God, praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is this is a day like none other. This is a day like none other. Come on and repeat that after me. This is a day like none other. Usually when we hear someone say those words, it is because the person has undergone some type of devastating major life change or a very bad day. It's an adversarial type of phrase, and they're just waiting for that time period to hurry up and end. For example, you've lost a loved one. Oh, you say, this is a day like none other. You lost your job. You received a bad health diagnosis and or prognosis, and the outlook is bleak, and you're just waiting for 12 a.m. to roll or midnight to roll by for this day to be over because it's just been a weight on you. Anybody ever been there? You say, this is a day like none other. I never want to endure this day again. And Psalm 118, verse 24, the psalmist also understood that today, that day, this day, is a day like none other. But rather than those who have no hope, rather than those who have forgotten that their lives are intertwined with Christ and that there is nothing impossible for God, rather than finding the despondency of the day, he chose to instead celebrate this day. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hear that again. He said, this day, glory, given unto me, yes, this is a day that my Father has made. Huh. And since I understand that my Father has made it, I know that whatever happens still remains under his control. And because I know that thing for sure, the one thing, in other words, he knew for sure was that God was sovereign and still in control. So he said, I choose to be happy in this day. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now understand that he was not dismissing the atrocities of the day, glory. He wasn't ignoring the issues that were facing him, the obstacles, the trials and tribulations which he had endured, but rather he was making an affirmative decision that despite all of that, I shall rejoice. I said he made an affirmative decision that despite everything going on, despite the issues of life, despite the trials and tribulations, despite the arguments, despite the financial loss, despite the loss of job, despite COVID-19, despite everything that's going on, I shall still maintain my emotions and demeanor with praises unto God. I shall still change the atmosphere of everywhere I am because I Hallelujah. It changes your atmosphere when you begin to understand that it was not your alarm clock, not your social media, not your ringtone, not your Alexa that awakened you, but rather it was God breathing the breath of life into your lungs, and that you have the privilege of living on this day that the Lord has made, that someone else does not have, then something in you ought to begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Ought to begin to well up in your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is the day, God, Monday, October 26th, 2020, that you have made. This is the day, God, Monday, October 26th, 2020, that you gave unto me. This is the day, Father, Monday, October 26th, 2020, in which I am alive. I'm in my right mind. I have the use of my limbs. So despite everything, I shall rejoice. It is a day like none other from a positive perspective, because you're not in the grave. So you will rejoice, you shall rejoice, and you shall change the atmosphere, change the perspective, change what's going on. Because when you begin to rejoice and you begin to praise, God inhabits your atmosphere. You are now more attuned to Him, so you can hear what He is speaking for you to do. You can hear, I said, what He is telling you to do, and how He's telling you to do it, and where He's telling you to go today, and what He's telling you to say today, and how He's showing you to step out on faith. This is the day that is like none other. It is a day of praise. You'll never see Monday, October 26th, 2020 again. So choose. Hallelujah. As we prepare to go into prayer, to give God the praise. Ha! Change it from adversarial into favorable. This is a day like none other. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Are you changing your atmosphere right now? Are you giving God praise? Or are you still complaining about everything? Not understanding that somewhere somebody didn't even wake up today. Somewhere people are mourning their loved ones, but here you have another opportunity, and will you only open your mouth to say something that is a complaint? Not so. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. Father, we say this is a day like none other, and we shall be productive. We shall be efficient. We shall be soul winners. We shall be those who bring about positive change into our environment, into our atmosphere. We shall be the light. We shall be the salt of the earth. Father, the anointing rests on us. Glory. This is a day like none other, and we choose to praise you today. Oh God, for every blessing, we praise you. For every good thing, we praise you. For even the obstacles and the trials, we praise you, because they made us stronger and help us to realize strength in us that we did not even know we had. We praise you even for the haters, because all they do was propel us closer and accelerate us into our destiny and our purpose. This is a day like none other. And we glorify you today, because there shall be victory after this. You're turning it around, and there shall be victory after this. You're turning it around for us. Sooner or later, things will work in our favor. You're working it out. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening live right now, and for those who will listen later, whether they're on Rossi.org, streaming platforms, and for the word sharers who will share this teaching. Father, I ask you to bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless them as they rise. Bless them as they go throughout their day. Cover them. Place your angels all around them. Rebuke the devourer. Rebuke the devourer. Rebuke obstacles. Rebuke the trials and tribulations. And if you do not rebuke them, take them through them, covered in the blood of Jesus. Now we give your name the praise. I said we give your name the praise. Come on, praise him. in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and say, this is a day like none other, and I will praise the Lord. Say it again. This is a day like none other, and I will praise the Lord. Come on and praise him and change your atmosphere as I do the altar call and then end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have only been complaining about everything and you've forgotten the goodness of God, including that you are still alive, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of my complaining. I repent of not praising you enough. I repent of not saying thank you, Jesus. I repent of not saying hallelujah. I repent of not saying yes, Lord. Glory. I repent of not changing my atmosphere with my praise. Now, Father, I ask forgiveness, and I confess, Jesus, that you are the Christ. I confess, Jesus, that God has raised you from the dead. Now, according to Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, I am saved. Glory. I am rededicated to you. I have the victory in all things. In Jesus' name, I receive it, and I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you let your leader know that you're now saved or rededicated. Make sure you're involved in church, because in thine own mind is the devil's workshop. Make sure you're attending your services, whether in person or online. And make sure you spend time with the Lord daily. That is how you stay saved. Get connected with some saved people who really want to see you do your best. And remember, don't miss your devotion. Don't let your day go by without having tuned in to Daily Fire Devotion with me, Evangelist Attorney Roxy Williams, on Facebook Live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or on the streaming platforms live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or on my ministry website, roxy.org, live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or listen to the recording on the platforms or roxy.org. And make sure you are a word sharer. Text the letters DS to phone number 33222 so you will receive the recording of each day's teaching via text, and then forward that word to at least one person whom you know needs to hear that teaching for that day to help encourage them and win souls to Christ. All right, our teaching for today's Daily Fire Devotion is This is a Day Like None Other. Your task for today is to not complain about one thing. You don't have to ignore it. You don't have to dismiss what's going on. You don't have to lie about the facts of what's going on. Just submit them to the truth of the victory of Christ. And instead of opening your mouth in complaint, open your mouth in praise. This is a day like none other. Choose to rejoice. I'll see you live tomorrow at 7 a.m. for another powerful teaching on Daily Fire Devotion. Listen and grow.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.